Our series, Meet Your Mind, A User's Guide to the Science of Consciousness, is supported by Promega Corporation, providing tools and technologies for research in life science, and the Knorr Foundation, exploring meaning and commonality of human experience.
Every so often a book comes along that changes what we thought we knew. Ian McGilchrist's The Master and His Emissary is that kind of book. A heady mix of neuroscience and cultural history, it's a densely argued 500-page study of the left and right hemispheres of the brain and how this divided brain has shaped modern history. McGilchrist is a polymath, a former literary scholar at Oxford University who went on to study philosophy and then became a psychiatrist. He tells Steve Paulson that we need both sides of the brain. But he says the left hemisphere has become so dominant in Western culture that we're losing the sense of what makes us human.
Now, it strikes me that what you're doing is almost a taboo subject in neuroscience, the idea that the brain has these two fundamentally different hemispheres, because a lot of brain scientists remember all that talk, 30 or 40 years ago about people who were supposedly left-brained or right-brained. Left-brained people are logical and analytical. Right-brained people are creative and intuitive. And scientists basically said, that's nonsense. And here you are going back to talking about distinctive functions within the left hemisphere and right hemispheres of the brain.
That's right. And the first hurdle I have to get over is that most people think they know what all this is about, and they think that it's all so rubbish and it's all been exploded. But what happened was that science discovered that all the things that people used to say, like that the left hemisphere somehow did language and reason, and the right hemisphere was sort of, I don't know, pink and fluffy and creative in a sort of slightly vague way. I mean, over time, we've realized that actually both hemispheres contribute to everything, absolutely everything that we do. And that has led people to say there's nothing there. This is a kind of blindness, however, because the hemispheres are manifestly different. I mean, if one is approaching it in a scientific fashion, one has to deal with the fact that the two hemispheres are asymmetrical. They're of different weight sizes and shapes. They have different gray-to-white ratio. They respond differently to the neuroendocrine environment. They have different preponderances of neurotransmitters. And when people have strokes or tumours in one or other hemisphere, they affect people in completely different ways depending on which side of the brain you're looking at. So it would be ignorant, and it would be simply an act of dogmatic faith to say, well, there's nothing there, because there obviously is.
So the fundamental question, of course, is why is the brain divided into these two very different hemispheres?
Well, this is such a whopping question that people don't seem to have seen it at all. My view is that there is an evolutionary imperative for all birds and animals to pay two kinds of quite different attention to the world. That means two kinds of consciousness, really, at once. And they're very difficult to combine. If you think of a bird trying to pick out a seed against a background of grit or gravel on which it might lie, it's got to have very narrowly focused attention to something it already knows it wants. But if it's only thinking about that, it'll end up being someone else's lunch while it's getting its own, because it's got to have a completely different kind of attention, the precise opposite, a kind of utterly uncommitted, open, very broad vigilance for everything else that's going on in the world around. So you have essentially two kinds of attention. One that narrows things down as much as possible to a certainty so that you can pick it up and get it and sort it out. And this is very useful for manipulating the world. But it's not much good for understanding the world. For understanding the world, you need what I would call a relational attention, in which you don't see yourself as somehow disconnected from everything around, but realize how interconnected you are with it and need to be aware of all of it.
And so you're saying this relational understanding comes from the right hemisphere of the brain, whereas the manipulative side, the ability to control and master details, that happens on the left side.
On the left side, yes, that's right.
And a healthy brain needs both of these functions and the ability to switch back and forth.
Precisely. We're using both, or should be using both, all the time. The problem here is that while we need both of these attentions, the left hemisphere is the one that does the speaking and the organizing of an argument, and the right hemisphere doesn't have access to these benefits. In the book, I call the left hemisphere the Berlusconi of the brain, because it's the kind of political heavyweight that controls the media, so it's much harder to construct in language the knowledge that the right hemisphere has, a lot of which is implicit.
Now, what's especially fascinating with your book is once you take some of these findings about brain science, about the division of the two halves of the brain, and apply them to larger cultural and historical questions. And, I mean, your basic argument is that we need both. And and societies as a whole need both ways of experiencing the world. But you are saying that Western culture in particular has swung very strongly in the last few centuries to overvaluing the left hemisphere of the brain. What's the argument here?
Well, I mean, the first thing I ought to say is that it might sound a bit odd to talk about a hemisphere difference in a culture. But if a culture is an aggregate of individuals, it can also have a tendency to view things according to one or other of these ways of looking at the world. And yet we need to bring them together all the time. To do that, you need to have some tolerance of ambiguity, which the right hemisphere is much better at, by the way. The left wants to close things down to a certainty. It wants to know, is it this or is it that? However, important times in culture, like the 6th century BC in Athens and the Augustan era in Rome and the Renaissance period, certainly the 15th, 16th and early part of the 17th century in Europe, were times when people understood these things. They understood the need to bring opposites together.
These were healthy cultures. They valued these different parts of the brain.
They saw us as embodied beings. They didn't separate the mind and the body. There's a sense of things as not just pinned down by certain kinds of abstract thinking.
And then you say that at a certain point in history, and I think you more or less date it with the Industrial Revolution, the left hemisphere functions started to dominate. So there was a more of an emphasis on rationality, logic, precision, linear thinking, and the sense of the larger whole of contextual thinking started to decline in importance.
Yes. And, you know, it's very difficult to say these things and still make it clear that I am enormously myself reliant on both factual evidence, using argument, and all the rest of that. I have no argument with reason. I have an argument with a kind of blind rationalizing of the kind a computer would do, which is not always appropriate to the human condition.
Part of your argument, I mean, to put it bluntly, is you're saying that we've started to think of humans like machines, like computers.
We have.
And that's wrong.
Well, it's clearly wrong. It's mistaken. And I think we have gone into a world in which we overemphasize our ability to predict and understand and control things through this kind of rationalization. This was the great thing in the Renaissance, you see. Until then, people thought, well, to find out about the world, we go to books. You know, Aristotle had it and so on. Then in the Renaissance, people started to say, no, we're actually going to look out the window. But the trouble is the left hemisphere thinks it knows everything within its own closed system. It doesn't need to look out of the window.
Ian McGilchrist is a psychiatrist in England and Scotland. He talked with Steve Paulson about his book, The Master and His Emissary, The Divided Brain and the Making of the Western World.